Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. People of God, listen. Listen, we pray that you enjoyed the revival for the last 6 days with Bishop Frank Mortimer. We pray that it was a blessing to you. We pray, we pray, we pray. We're excited to be back live again on tonight. And we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight as we get ready, as we get ready to resume our regular schedule. We, again, are so excited. God bless you. We really appreciate you. Those of you that were able to join, we appreciate you. And as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and tag a couple of people. Tell them to come on and be with you on tonight. Go ahead and invite. Tell them to come on and be with you on tonight. Truly, we believe there is a word from the Lord. Again, those of you that were able to join us during the revival, God bless you. God bless you. And people of God, within the next couple of days, we will be having testimony service. It's been a while since we've taken a break for testimony service, but we will be having testimony service in a couple of days. We want to hear what the Lord has done for you. We want to hear what the Lord is doing. Listen, people of God all over the world, we want you to come. And just let us know. Come and let the testimonies preach. How about that? Amen. Let the testimonies preach. So we are indeed grateful tonight. Again, we're grateful to be back here on the Prayer News Network Global. We're so grateful. We're so grateful to be back, and we're grateful that you're back here with us on tonight. We want to again ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with us. Let them know that we are live on tonight, and we want to see their face in the place, see their spirit, bring their spirits in. We are, again, grateful. We just want to let you know that the Lord did great things during the revival there in Macon. He did great, great, great things. Oh, my God, I believe there was, six people that gave their lives to the Lord. Six people gave their lives to the Lord, and we are so grateful for all that the Lord has done. And again, we're grateful for those of you that were able to join us. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people. Tell them that we're live tonight. Let them know that we are live tonight, and we want them to come and be with us on tonight. Just want to thank God for this day that He's made. People of God, God has, listen, He has loaded us with blessings tonight. Amen. Every day He loads us with benefits, the benefits of His blessings. Amen. So we thank God tonight for all of His benefits unto us. People of God, listen, don't miss a one. We want you to receive every one. Amen. And we have to be positioned to be in the right place at the right time. Right? Amen. So we thank God tonight for all of our, just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight, thanking God for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.C. James, thanking the Lord tonight, people of God, for our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, thanking God for him. He's a man located in Trinidad, thanking God for him and the elect lady. Thanking God tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina out of Gainesville and elect Lady Tina. Thanking God tonight as well, Bishop Tina, my pastor as well. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for all He's doing. Thanking God for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them, people of God, you know that they're all from different ministries, but they come together for this outreach work. And we're so grateful for them coming to be with us to help this outreach ministry go forward. It's all the Lord's doing, people of God, and it's so marvelous in our eyes. God has great things in store for this PNN, and for this we are grateful. We want to thank God for all of our international listeners, all of our international listeners, whatever country you're listening from, we just want to thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening in. Thank you for being a part of this PNN, this Prayer News Network Global Outreach Ministry. We thank God for you. Again, for whatever, whichever country you're listening from, we just thank God for you. So we want you to as well go ahead and tell somebody that we're live on tonight, invite them to come and be a part and listen, people of God. We also want to thank God, just thanking God as always for all of the helpers, those that come to help push and this, help this work to go forward. We just want to thank God tonight for our prayer warrior, missionary fan. Thank God for you. Just want to thank God for our scripture reader, Sister Mary Hollins. We thank God for you. And again, for all of our PNN advisors. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The blessings of the Lord be upon you. And people of God, we want you to go ahead and get your pen and pencil, get ready on tonight. We thank God for our longstanding commitment by the woman of God on tonight. People of God, she's no stranger to the PNN. We thank God for her on tonight, and that's none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. People of God, she comes to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas, and now amen, residing in Alabama. Amen, residing in Banks, Alabama. So we give God thanks and praise for her coming out of our headquarters church, people of God. Amen, Jesus. She's a woman of God that has, amen, been carrying this gospel for many, many years. She's a prayer warrior indeed. And we thank God for her. Thank God for her life. Thank God for all that God is doing in her life. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want you, people of God, to get ready, get your pencil and your paper, get your iPad or your cell phone, whatever you're going to be taking messages on, go ahead and get ready. Amen. So in this order, amen, we're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come over to the platform and sanctify the line for us. And then immediately after the sanctification of the line, we're going to have Sister Mary Hollins, our scripture reader, to come and give us our scripture for tonight. And then immediately after that, Prophetess Duncombe will grace the platform. So in that order, God bless you, Missionary Fan. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We glorify you right now, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, giving your name the praise, the glory, giving your name the honor. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your love, Lord God, towards each and every one of us. We come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you to look upon this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to look, Lord God, on each and every one of us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, name by name, one by one, Lord God. Every country, every city, every state, Lord God, we come up tonight, Lord God, asking you to have mercy upon us tonight and forgive us, Lord God, for all sin, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord God, for all iniquities, Lord God, for all transgressions, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move on this line tonight in the name of Jesus and creating us, Lord, a clean heart, Lord God, renew a right spirit within us, Lord God, that we may come, Lord God, boldly before your throne of grace tonight in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to hear our voice this night in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and move by your spirit and by your mighty power. Lord God, we come asking you to have your way. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit, Lord God, will say unto us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to put on that spiritual ear tonight, Lord God, that we may hear clearly what you will have to say tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now for all, Lord God, that you have done, Lord God, today, yesterday, Lord God, in times to come. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for hearing us always, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for your healing power. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your, Lord God, mending of broken hearts, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. We thank you for all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for every woman, boy, and girl, Lord God, every young man, every young lady, Lord God. We thank you for them, Lord God. We thank you for your saving powers on tonight, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, being the Savior, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We realize and know, Lord God, that Buddha couldn't do it, Lord God. Muhammad couldn't do it, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that you are the only one, Lord God, can do these things for us, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord God. We glorify you. We thank you right now, Lord God, for this woman of God, Lord God, that will come forth tonight, Lord God. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Let your present will, your, Lord God, choice anointing come tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for Minister Bradley. We glorify you right now. We lift you up on this night in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless the Lord God in the name of Jesus that you see fit to bless the Lord God. In the name of Lord God, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, Lord God, to give your name the glory. For, Lord God, you are worthy, Lord God, of every hallelujah. You are worthy, Lord God, of every thank you, Jesus. You are worthy of every hand clap. We magnify you tonight, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the beautiness of holiness, Lord God, for you are worthy and you alone, you alone, you alone is worthy in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, tonight we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We give an honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNA and advisors, to the PNA and prayer wars, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Isaiah, the 55th chapter, the 6th through the 11th verse. Ye the Lord, while he may be found, are ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But as the rain cometh down in the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, though watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. I have read to you the 55th chapter of Isaiah, the 6th through the 11th verse. May God have a blessing to the reading, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Good night to every one of you. Blessings upon you all tonight. I do give Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, all the praise, the glory, and the honor for allowing me to come back into your presence one more time. It is surely an honor, hallelujah, tonight to be on the PNN. And so I give God thanks tonight for this PNN, this broadcasting network that is reaching so many millions of people around the world. And I come into agreement with the protocol that has already been established, but I do honor my pastor tonight, co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Pastor E.L. Lindsay and his wife, through Minister Bradley, Evangelist Bradley, tonight, her advisors, her warriors, and everyone that makes this network possible, the teamwork that makes this dream work. And so tonight, I thank God once again, and you are welcome. Tonight, blessings, I'm going to deal with a topic talking about healing. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. But before I get into that, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We praise you tonight. We do give you glory. Hallelujah. Tonight, hallelujah, mighty God. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost fire, my Shikora Bahaya, yes, God. Yes, God. We honor you tonight, God. We lift you up because there is no other God. There is no one to be compared to you. You are great. Hallelujah. And you are greatly to be praised. City of our God in the mountain of his holiness. We thank tonight, God, for the opportunity. Hallelujah, to call you, God, an opportunity to come together one more time to lift up the name of Jesus and to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Bless the ears of the hearers. Oh, God, bless our ears that we would hear clearly what you are saying to us in this last hour. Help us to have an open and receptive spirit and heart and mind to receive the things that you are speaking. We bind the will of the enemy, pull down every stronghold, every opposition that is fighting against your work right now. We declare this out this evening, oh God, that no weapon that is formed against this line shall prosper. We cover it with the blood of Jesus against every interference and every interruption that the enemy plans right now. We come against you. We pull you down right now, and we render you powerless in Jesus' name. I'm not going to be before you very long tonight, bless his name. But before I get into the message, I have to share this because this popped up on my phone, and it hurt my heart so much to see what is happening in North Korea and different parts of the world with the Christians and how they're suffering. And I just want to share because a lot of us in the Western world, I don't really think we realize and understand how fortunate and how blessed we are that God is truly protecting us, and it's only for now because getting ready to turn upside down, bless his name. We're going to find religion being fought more as we get closer to the coming of the Lord. And it says that North Korea, an infant, jailed for life after parents found with Bibles, according to recent reports. A two-year-old, along with his entire family, was sentenced to political life imprisonment after North Korean officials found a Bible in their possession. Hallelujah tonight. The U.S. State Department International Religious Freedom report, and that was 2022, found documenting the regime crackdown on people having religious beliefs. The report provided estimated figure on religious persecution, stating that approximately 70,000 Christians as well as individuals from other faiths are imprisoned in North Korea. The right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion in the DPRK also continues to be denied, with no alternative belief system tolerated by the authorities. Antonio Guterres, the United Nations Secretary General, said in the report outlining liberty religious atrocities that have occurred in North Korea in the past year. Bless his name. The report noted that a few registered institutions, including churches, exist in the cut-off country, especially ever visitors reported that the church operated under tight state control and functioned largely as showpieces for foreigners. Hallelujah. And the show has been, the church has become something that foreigners come to spectate or make fun of. This is where we are. We are in very serious times, people of God. The Department of State said that the scope and quantity of underground or secret churches remain difficult to quantify due to the government forbidding private religious activity. The sector told officials that the North Korean government won't engage in unauthorized religious activity, or if they own any religious material like Bibles, glory to God, that the sector shared that Christians often hide their religious, bless his name tonight, from activities from family members, from their neighbors, from co-workers, and others due to fear of being branded as the loyal, as disloyal to the North Korean government and reported to authorities. Of these, 150 adhere to shamanism, 91 adhere to Christianity, one to Shiatodonism, and one to another belief. The victim range in ages from 2 or more, hallelujah, than 80 years old. Women and girls accounted for more than 70% of documented victims. According to the report, individuals were engaging in religious practices, conducting religious activities in China, possessing religious items, having contact with religious persons, and sharing religious beliefs. Individuals were subject to arrest, detention, forced labor, torture, denial of a fair trial, public execution, and sexual violence. One of the incidents I highlighted was the 2009 imprisonment of a family based on their religious practices and possession of a Bible. The entire family was sentenced to life imprisonment in a camp. Another incident from the NGO Korea Future reported a shocking incident where a man was caught praying and nearly beaten to death by guards. Another incident included a Korean Workers' Party member who was found with a Bible taken by authorities out to an airfield and executed before thousands of people. Christians described the horrific condition of North Korean prison camps include extreme malnutrition, forced feeding of contaminated food, verbal and physical abuse, and execution. When we hear things like this, we better give God the glory because we are blessed. One NGO, Open Doors USA, ODUSA, has reported that for Christians in North Korea, life is a constant cauldron of pressure, and capture or death is only a mistake away. Christians, ODUSA reported, are regarded as the lowest in society, vulnerable and in danger. Bless his name. I don't know if you remember when I was on the line, I preached a sermon, Famine in the Land for the Word of God, and that's Amos chapter 8, 11 and 12, that said, "Behold, the days come, said the Lord, glory to God, tonight, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst of water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of God, and shall not find it." Don't you see what's happening? That these people's Bibles are being taken away. Their religious beliefs and rights are being taken away. This is what Amos saw thousands of years ago. Now it is happening in our time. And if you look at Matthew chapter 24, from verse 7 to 14, it says, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquake in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted." Don't we hear what is happening? "And shall kill you." Hallelujah. "And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Don't we see what's happening in Korea? And I'm quite sure there are other nations that are going through the same thing. "Shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another." As we read, they are afraid to tell their family members, co-workers, or anybody that they know that they have a Bible or they are a Christian. Why? Because they're going to be offended and they're going to betray them. Verse 11 says, "And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Don't we see the cold love that is happening? Don't we see life has no value? Don't we see what is happening? "Because the love of many has waxed cold." But he, verse 13 says, "But he shall see that endure to the end, the same shall be saved." And so this is a time we better ask God for the spirit of endurance. Right now we have a good, we are blessed to be able to read and go to church and do as we want when it comes to religion. But hallelujah, Jesus, this thing is getting ready to be worldwide soon. We've got to draw closer to God. We better learn our Bibles. We better read like never before. We better get it on the inside of us. Bless his name. And verse 14 says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then the end shall come. Which gospel? The same thing that is happening. God said, preach all nations, because it's happening right now. Bless his name. And I just had to share it with you because it came across my phone. And I said, a lot of people don't realize how close we are to the coming of the Lord. But this is one of these are some of the signs that we need to look for. And now I'm getting into my message, which says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And it's coming from Exodus, bless his name, chapter 15, and verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do the hallelujah, that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Bless the name of the living God. And if you go to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19, and it reads, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. And verse 16 said, and fell down, hallelujah, on his face at his feet. Hallelujah tonight, giving him thanks. Glory to God. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus, hallelujah tonight, answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Glory to God. There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole. Bless the name of the living God on tonight. Now these 10 lepers represent people who are excluded from community. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't this sound like COVID-19 when you had to be locked away, bless his name, because of what was happening in the community and in society, because of their to be locked away. Bless the name of the living God. Because they were not allowed to come in contact with people, they stood afar off. Glory be to God. How many of you can remember that we couldn't even shake hands? We couldn't even give each other a holy kiss. We had to keep our distance like these 10 lepers. Bless the name of the living God. They had to keep their distance. Hallelujah. Just like COVID had us being separated. Bless his name. It came upon us unexpectedly. This thing happened, hallelujah, so fast. We heard about it, but when it came, bless his name, it came upon us so fast, bless his name, that a lot of people were not prepared, and you found that a lot of people died from it, bless his name. And so these lepers were not able to mix with society, bless his name. And what happened? It caused a lot of people to live in fear of them. Hallelujah. Don't you see how many of us were living in fear during COVID-19, even church people? Hallelujah. Some of us had on 2 and 3 and 4 masks, all kind of gloves. Why? Because we had a fear of being contaminated and catching a disease. Hallelujah. So this is what these 10 lepers were experiencing. Keep our distance. They were afraid to come near Jesus, so they decided to call from a distance. Glory be to God on tonight. The desperation began to set in their life. Desperation began
began to set in their hearts. They became so desperate that they started to shout with the top of their voice. The Bible said, so they lifted up their voice and began to shout and cry out for help. Glory be to God tonight. They didn't ask for healing. If you read the scriptures, they didn't say, God, we need healing. They didn't say, Jesus, we come for healing. They asked for mercy. It is something important to think about. A lot of time we come asking for healing, but I believe maybe if we ask God to have mercy on us, then I believe healing would fall in line. Because sometimes sickness come upon us, it may be something that we cause on ourselves. It may be something or another that we find ourselves engaging in that caused this sickness to come upon us. Some of us might be disobedient and not listen to God. And so the lepers, hallelujah, I don't know how they got it, but they didn't ask for healing. They say, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God tonight. We're living in a time where people are losing their faith and trust in the word of God that says we were already healed. We already delivered. We were bakoshanda bakandere de kesa. Hallelujah tonight. God help me tonight. We are already set free over 2,000 years ago. Even though their disease tonight was to be, glory be to God, healed. Hallelujah. God is saying tonight, do you trust me? I have already healed you. I have already paid a price. He said, by my stripes, you were not going to be healed. But he said, you were already healed. The question is, do we believe when Jesus said that you are healed? Do you still run to the doctor? Do you still take medication? Or do you trust him? Hallelujah today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know some people don't have the faith to stop medication. Some people don't have the faith to stop going to the doctor. So this scripture tonight is for those who have the boldness to step out and say, God, I believe you by faith that if I put these things down, if I trust you more than I trust what the doctors report faith. Whose report do you believe tonight? Do you believe that God said we have already obtained our deliverance? We have already obtained our salvation. We have already obtained our healing. Do we believe God on tonight? Thank you, Jesus. This is something important that we need to think about, people. We're living in a time where people are losing faith and trust in God's word like I have never seen it before. And I'm talking about church people. Glory be to God on tonight. They were called Shanda the Bahia. These 10 lepers didn't go to the doctor. They didn't go to the hospital. They found their way to the master. They found their way to the presence of God. Jesus carried the express presence of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. They found out that nothing else could help them. So they decide, you know what? And they begin to yell and scream. Sometimes you got to yell and scream. Maybe if you change the way you praise and put out a radical praise and begin to pull out a radical worship, maybe you might be like these 10 lepers. You just might get God's undivided attention. Bless the name of the living God tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they realized that they needed the mercy of God. Glory to God. And so they began to scream and shout. And they tapped into the anointing. They tapped into the source. What are you tapping into for your deliverance tonight? What are you tapping into for your healing tonight? Are you tapping into the doctor or your medication? Or are you tapping into what God says that is already done on your behalf? Oh, my son of the Messiah. Yes, God, today they come to the Messiah. In the name of Jesus, they found their way to the presence of God. They tapped into the anointing. When they lifted up their voice and started to shout, glory be to God tonight. God is saying, I'm looking for a sound. What type of sound, hallelujah, are you sending us? You see their shout, got Jesus' undivided attention. It made Jesus stop. My God, from going where he was headed to stop and deal with these 10 lepers. They had a cry of desperation, hallelujah, that was so loud, glory to God, that Jesus had no choice but to stop and see what the problem was. He saw them and said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass, they were cleansed.
the priests or the leaders back then were powerless. Glory to big old shake under the Mahosa. Hallelujah. I don't understand how come they were powerless. The preachers and the leaders could not heal these 10 lepers. Glory to God. It ain't no different today. You have a lot of powerless. You have a lot of leaders don't have the anointing to heal. So people come into God's house and leaving the same way they come. Hallelujah. All messed up, all sick, and still attending the doctor. So what is the house of God for? What is the anointing for? If not to heal. He said, the Rokoshanda, the Mahaya. The anointing breaks and destroys every yoke. I don't care what it is. The anointing is what makes a difference. It is not in the doctor's report. It is not in the medication. But it's in the anointing. Hallelujah, God, that God is going to move. Bless the name of the living God on this night. Thank you, Lord God. We are living in a time where we've got to come to the place to trust God. Hallelujah. Trust the word of God more than anything else. We are trusting right now, because when the system shut down and you can't buy and sell except you have a vaccination, and once you get the vaccination, you have opened yourself up, hallelujah, to the system of the beast. Glory to God. And they're getting ready to install the chip in people, hallelujah, which ties you into the system, and you can't buy and sell. So those of you dependent on medication and doctors, what are you going to do? Hallelujah. If you don't get the mark or the vaccination, what are you going to do? You see, this thing is real, and somebody got to preach it, because we're in that time that this is happening, and many church people are doing it. Blessed, they're losing faith and trust in what God says in his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. The 10 lepers did not get their healing when Jesus spoke to them. It didn't happen right then. It was not until they followed his instruction to go and show themselves to that they were cleansed. And so if you look at what just happened, glory to God tonight, God might say you are healed, but it might not happen at that very moment. But if you obey him and believe that he said you are healed and trust that you're healed and go away knowing that you're healed, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Don't doubt if you say you're healed. You might not feel it right then. The symptom might still be there. But if you trust him like the leopard, they didn't get their healing because Jesus speaking. They got their healing on the way in their obedience to show themselves to the priest. The priest had to be the one to make sure that they were cleansed, to make sure they were capable to go back into society. They didn't have the power to heal them, but they only had the power to make sure they were cleansed. So I'm trying to wonder what type of priest and leaders were they dealing with back then. What type of leaders are we dealing with? Do they have the power to heal you when you come into the house of God? Do they have the ability to speak over your life and you see a miracle happen in your body, in your mind, in your finances? Glory be to God on tonight. As these 10 lepers were going to show themselves to the priest, one of them was a Samaritan who was seen as a nobody. Glory be to God. The Samaritan was seen as dogs in the eyes of the Jewish community. That was, my God, they were seen as a nobody, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But that same Samaritan who was a nobody was the only one that was grateful, was the only one who turned back. And with a loud voice, the Bible said he glorified God. Bless his name. Hallelujah. He fell down, hallelujah, before Jesus. Hallelujah. And he began to give thanks unto God. What just happened? He bowed. Bow is a place of worship. So he began to worship Jesus because he bowed with his face to the ground to show Jesus, I appreciate what you just did. Sometimes God would heal us and we still wouldn't bow and give him praise. Some people would get healing and some of them wouldn't even probably clap their hands or even give God a shout. That this Bible said that this leper began to shout, giving glory to God because what Jesus had just did. Some people, you've got to push them to praise. You got to make them praise. And still they will not open their mouth to tell God thank you. You got to tell them, why don't you raise your hand? And still some of them are disobedient. glory to God and would not even raise their hand to give God the praise. But there's nobody who was seen as a dog. He bowed his face to the ground and he began to worship God and he began to tell Jesus, I am so grateful because nobody could have healed me. The priest couldn't hear me. The prophet wouldn't hear me. And I came in contact with the presence of God and now I am healed. And so he was so grateful, my God, that he began to get low. He didn't stand up. He didn't even sit down. But the Bible said he bowed with his face toward the ground to show appreciation for what God had just did in his life. Glory be to God on tonight. We thank the Lord God. Jesus, I praise you. This is what God Almighty is looking for from his people. There should be such an anointing and presence, glory be to God, tonight, and power being displayed to the spoken word that would bring people on their faces to fall down and worship God. Hallelujah on tonight. This Samaritan, hallelujah, was seen as an unbeliever. He had so much faith in what Jesus said. My question tonight is, where is the faith of so many of us that say we believe God, that say we are Christians? Hallelujah. Where is our faith tonight? That man was an unbeliever. That man was a stranger. He was not a Jew. He shouldn't be even be mixed in with Jesus. But glory be to God, he has faith in God. And so you find a lot of Christians don't even have as much faith as this unbeliever tonight. Hallelujah, my God. That's why the Bible said the children of the world are wiser than the children of the kingdom. You're telling the world praising God more than some of us who go to worship service, who go to church, my God, to praise and worship the Lord. Hallelujah tonight. Apostles, you find these people, glory be to God, in the body of Christ that say they believe God. But the question is, where is the faith of those who call themselves apostles and prophets and prophetess and pastors, evangelists, teachers, bishops, elders, deacons, whatever position may be held tonight? Where is our faith? This nobody was the only one that acknowledged that he received mercy from God and was so grateful. He did not let pride, oh my God, stop him. My God, tonight, he did not stop him from getting down low. He humbled himself to give God all the glory. Bless his name on tonight. And now I'm going to deal with the Samaritan woman, another Samaritan. Bless the name of the living God. And you can find this in Mark chapter 5, verses 23 to 34. Saw him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thine hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. A certain woman that had an issue of blood 12 years had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had. Bless the name of the living God, and nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She spoke with confidence. She didn't say, I think it might happen. Maybe it might happen. But she said, I know I shall be made whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body, bless the name of the living God tonight, that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Bless the name of the living God. And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude, throning thee, and sayest, thou who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Bless the name of the living God. But the woman fearing, hallelujah, and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Bless his name. And Jesus said unto her, daughter, thy son made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And if you read the story with the 10 lepers, the last verse says, God, Jesus told them, thy faith had made them whole. And here again, he's telling this woman with the issue, and it was your faith that made you whole. The 10 lepers' faith made them whole. Is your faith making you whole? Or is your faith, my God, not making you whole? Do you put your faith on the side for the doctor's report? Do you put your faith on the side to stay on medication? Oh, glory to God tonight. If you look at this woman, the Bible said she went to every doctor, but she did not get better. She spent all of her money, but it didn't help her any. Let's look at this woman with the issue of blood that followed. Hallelujah, the blood flowed for 12 long years. Bless the name of the living God, my God, who spent all of our money to every doctor and every medication. But the Bible said she got worse. It was not until she decided to stop being afraid and come out from where she was quarantined. You see, this is another state of quarantine. The lepers were quarantined, and this woman was quarantined in a house. I studied the life of this woman. She was not allowed to come in public, or else she would have been condemned, or maybe the name of the living God. Can you imagine being inside one place for 12 years? Oh, bless the name of the living God. And so she said, hallelujah, I'm tired of being in the same position. You see, you got to get tired of being on medication. You got to get tired of going up and down to the doctor. Hallelujah, you got to get tired. Because you have insurance, it's easy to say, I'm going to take care of the bill. But God is saying tonight, if you get tired like this woman with the issue of blood, then I believe many will turn to Jesus. Bless his name tonight. This is another situation of separation and isolation. She came to the conclusion, bless the name of the living God tonight, that enough is enough. I believe if we get to the place that says enough is enough, I am tired of going up and down to this doctor. I am tired of taking these pills. Oh, glory to God tonight. She spent all her money. Oh, glory to God tonight. She said, I am about to die in this condition. And if I stay in this position, I have no more money. Hallelujah. She came into poverty because the Bible said she spent all that she had. Oh, glory to God on tonight, because it said she spent all she had and her condition got worse. Her only hope was to get out of that lockdown position and press to a crowd of people. Glory to God on tonight to get what she needed. Sometimes you got to get out of being comfortable in that same position. Sometimes you gotta get out of being comfortable taking medication and run it up and down to your doctor. Hallelujah. Get out of it. Hallelujah. And believe God and begin to trust God. This is a sign she was desperate. She was in the desperation and in a desperate place. And she was determined. Glory to God tonight. How desperate are we to be delivered? How desperate are you to get up those pills? How desperate are you to stop going to the doctor? Are you desperate like this woman tonight? Bless the name of the living God. I found out in this hour for many in the body of Christ, it is so much easier to run to doctors than to believe the word of God that says, by his stripes we were already healed. The name, she knew she was taking a risk. She knew if she was caught out in public, it might mean death, but she decided that she was dying anyway and made a desperate move to get what what she needed. Until God see that you are desperate and God Mashatabakanda and the Bokure Bekantaya, until God see that you are determined to believe what he said, then he will never move. Oh, bless the name. You're holding the hands of God back from doing what he really wants to do. Her solution was not in quarantine. Her solution was not in the vaccine. Her solution was not in doctors or medication. She found out that her solution was coming in direct contact with the presence of God in the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. The Bible said it is the anointing that makes the difference. It is the anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke of sicknesses and disease in her life. It was not easy for her because of her condition. And I believe because she was weak from bleeding for so many years, she had no strength to walk. But desperation caused this woman, my God, to press away to where the anointing was. She had to build up the strength and the courage to press through the crowd just for a touch, not of his hand. She didn't touch his feet. She said, if I can just touch his clothes, hallelujah, because the virtue was coming out of Jesus. Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I find in this hour, people would go to the doctors, but they don't have no strength to come to church. They would go to medication, but they don't have no strength to come to a service. They stay on week after week and month after week, month after month, but they go to the doctor every week. Oh, glory to God on tonight. They have the strength. Oh, glory to God to pick up their medication, but not to come to get prayer. He said, you sick, call for the elders of this. Yes, God, I hear you tonight. The Bible said immediately or straight away her blood stopped flowing. Why? Because she trusted the word of God. Why? Because she touched the anointed one. Why? Because she came into the presence. You see, Jesus didn't go where she was. She went where Jesus was. And so what does God say? Sometimes you got to get out your comfort zone and find yourself where the presence of the Lord is to receive a miracle. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. Jesus, even though surrounded with multitude of people, felt a different touch. Glory be to God tonight. She had a different touch. Hallelujah tonight. You see, if you come to God and you come in truth and truth from your heart and you come being real with God, there is something that will touch the heart of God and you got to receive a miracle. You can't come doubting and you can't come saying, maybe I think he might do it. You got to know, like she said, I know if I touch it, I know I am going to be here. She had confidence in the word of God. She had confidence in what she was about to do. Bless the name of the living God tonight. Jesus, though surrounded with multitudes of people, he felt a different touch because immediately something took place. His disciples thought Jesus was probably crazy to think that he had so many people touching him, but he is asking the question, who touched me? Hallelujah. Can you imagine? Jesus asking who touched me, and all of these people are around them. It goes to show there is something about faith that would move the hands of God. There is faith that would cause Jesus to say, I need to heal you. I need to bless you. I need to reach down to you. I need to release virtue. But there's a special touch. There's a special faith that God is looking for that would move his hand. Is Jesus feeling our touch in this hour? Is Jesus feeling your touch of faith? You say you have faith. You say you believe God. But is it moving the hands of God to give you your healing tonight, to give you that breakthrough tonight, to release those finances tonight, to release that business tonight, to release that ministry? What are you believing God for tonight? Is your faith touching him? Hallelujah. Glory unto the Bekoshanda. In the name of Jesus, even though this woman was afraid but had no choice to confess what had taken place, she had to testify about the power that fits her life. She has to confess. And the Bible said she immediately got a divine breakthrough. the next day, not the next hour. The Bible said immediately she got her breakthrough. Then what happened? She bowed down, hallelujah, before him, just like the 10 lepers. They fall on their faces and bow down before Jesus. When you bow before the presence of the Lord, you are worshiping God. So she was an attitude of worship when she bowed before Jesus. Glory to God tonight. She was in a place of humility before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. She had to confess the truth. When God delivers us, it should bring us to the place of worship. Just like the Samaritan and the leper, he bowed himself, hallelujah, in worship because they were grateful. Now we're going to one more, and then I'm finished. Let's look at blind Bartimaeus. Oh, glory to God tonight. That's Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52. And they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho, there is disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. Oh, glory to God tonight. And then he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. He began to cry out. Another person that is crying out. Oh, glory to God tonight. And said, Jesus, hallelujah, thou son of David, Lord, have mercy upon me. Glory to God. Here is another man. He didn't ask for healing, but he said, have mercy upon me. My time, he just needs to stop begging God for healing and ask him to have mercy. Oh, glory to God tonight. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. They tried to tell him, you need to shut up. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Don't let nobody stop you from sending up a praise when you need God to move. Don't let nobody tell you you're praising too loud, you're clapping too loud, you're shouting too loud. The Bible said, they tell him shut up, but the Bible said he cried out even the more. Hallelujah. Why? Because he was desperate. He was blind and he was begging. He needed deliverance. Hallelujah. On tonight, I believe if we get into the place of desperation, we'll be just a blind Bartimaeus. We won't let nobody shut us down. Oh, Jesus Christ. Verse 49 says, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Listen to this again, people of God. The Bible said, thy faith has made thee whole. And what happened? Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And if you're listening tonight, as this word is going forth, it's faith tonight. If you grab a hold of faith tonight, as this word is going forth, I don't care what the issue is on this line, God is saying tonight, your faith on this line is going to take that disease away. Your faith on this line is going to open the blind eyes. Your faith is going to dry up that cancer. Your faith is going to dry up that sugar diabetes. Your faith is going to dry up that lupus. Your faith is going to take away that fibroid tonight. Faith is on this line. Jesus said, thy faith made thee whole. He tell the leper, thy faith has made thee whole. He tell the woman of the issue, daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith has made thee whole. This man was in a very sad condition. Not only was he blind, but he was begging. Like the 10 lepers and the woman with the issue of blood, they heard that Jesus was passing by. I'm telling you, Jesus is passing by on PNN tonight. Grab a hold of the virtue that is being released from the throne room of God right now as this message is going forth. If you tap into what God is saying, I can guarantee you there is an anointing and the presence and the fire of God released to heal you right now. This man began to cry out just like the 10 lepers. They did not ask for healing, but they asked for mercy. Oh, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, I pray. Oh, have your way on the sun. Tonight, tonight, God, the 10 lepers, many came against him to tell him, shut up and hold your peace. But the Bible said he cried out the more a great deal. He was in a desperate condition and he refused to shut up. What is God saying to us? This is not the time to hold your peace. This is not the time to let anyone shut you down. He cried out in such a way that God Jesus undivided attention, and Jesus commanded them to bring the man to him, because he couldn't see how to get to Jesus. Oh, glory to God tonight. God is saying, if you cry out loud enough, you might not be able to find your way. He said, but I'll send you help on tonight that will carry you to where the presence of the Lord is. Bless the name of the living God. If you know the story in the Bible, they said this man was sick, and they had him on a crutch, and they carry him and lift the roof where Jesus was teaching. They put him down to the roof, and the Bible said because of their faith, this man was made whole. Hallelujah. See, if you look at the Bible, they didn't put him on a crutch. They didn't lay him on a stretcher to take him to a doctor. They take him to the church. They take him to the presence of God, not to the hospital on a stretcher, but their God was. Oh, glory to God on tonight. Bible said he cast away his garment. This man took off those old filthy clothes, hallelujah, that he has probably had on for so many years. I can only imagine how raggedy and torn his clothes must have been. And so some of us have on some old clothes that we need to take off. Some of us have on some old garments that we need to get rid of that may hold us back from coming into the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God. Like Lazarus, he said, loose him now and let him go. Take off the graveyard clothes. This blind beggar had to take off his filthy garment to come into the presence of Almighty God. He took off what he took off what was holding him back. Oh, glory to God, to get to where Jesus was, because his situation was just that desperate. What is holding you back tonight? God said, get rid of it. Let it go so that you can come into my presence. Whatever it is that is obstructing your health, that is holding your health, he said, get rid of it tonight, that you may receive your healing. You see, he got rid of something that was smelly and stink. Ooh, glory to God, Hashikia, to come into the presence of Almighty God. His case was different, where Jesus asked him a question. What do you want me to do for you? He said to him, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go your way. It is your faith against faith. Hallelujah tonight that made you whole. Don't we understand that God said every one of these people, they have faith. Glory be to God. They wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. They wasn't baptized in Jesus' name. Almighty God tonight. But they had faith. It goes to show that God, anybody that will reach God in faith, God might just move on their behalf. See, we got the Holy Ghost. We got baptized. And some of us still don't have no faith to believe that we are healed. Oh, help us tonight, Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, go your way. It is your faith that made you whole. And immediately, the Bible said his sight was received and he followed Jesus. Oh, glory to God on tonight. James chapter 5, 13 to 15 said, if any among you afflicted, let him pray. If any merry, hallelujah, Jesus, let him, my God, make merry. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for just the just shall live by faith. And let them pray over him. Sorry, some of the things get mixed up. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And so we're talking about the elders here, that they lay hands on the sick and pray the prayer of faith. And the Bible says, if they anoint him with oil, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed any sin, they shall be forgiven him. And so if you see and understand, they was asking God for mercy. And so if you read this scripture, it's like God is saying, I forgive you. I have mercy upon you. And so I'm going to heal you. If you let the elders pray for you, you shall receive your healing. God is showing us by his word that we must live by faith and not just just for ourselves or just for what we hear. But he said, God, to be safe. You hear the word of God, but he said, it's time to apply it. Application is mandatory to receive what God has for us. But our lives must be above faith. God said, of faith, it is impossible to please God. That if you don't have no faith, you can take this to the bank, that you are not pleasing to God. This is a biblical. Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about those who were people of faith. The Bible said, now faith, evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speak. By faith, Enoch was translated, he did not see death, and was not found because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6 said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That he is what? That he exists. That he is God. Hallelujah. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so God is looking for faith-filled people. Habakkuk chapter 2 and 4 said, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Romans chapter 1 and 17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Written, the just shall live by faith. Galatians chapter 3 and 11 says, but no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evidence for the just shall live by faith. That's three different scriptures saying the just shall live by faith. Are we living by faith? Are we trusting God? What is the meaning? What is he saying? Faith allows us to be justified before God, people of God. And it allows us to continue in obedience. It's going to take faith to be justified, because the Bible said the just shall live by faith. And if you're not having faith, you will not be justified before God. And it allows us to continue in obedience. If you're walking in disobedience, then you lack faith in God. All have the opportunity tonight to continue living in faith and obedience to God. If we do, we will gain an inheritance with Jesus as a reward. The only way to gain an inheritance and an entrance in the kingdom is by living by faith in Jesus Christ. Faith assures us and gives us confidence that what we hope for is real. Hallelujah tonight. And I'm closing this now. Until we walk by faith, live by faith in obedience to God, we cannot be justified. That is God's word. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. Please get this in your mind. It is our faith that will assure us of our salvation. How come so many believe that they're going to go to heaven? They are sure about their salvation. But when it comes to believing God for healing, they don't believe that they are healed. They are stuck on doctors and medication. So why do we have faith to believe that if the trumpet shall sound tonight, hallelujah, and the dead in Christ shall rise, we will be caught up to meet him? But we don't have faith to believe it. He says that you are already healed. Hashem can do the whole stuff. For by grace are you saved through faith. By grace you are, and that not of yourself. The Bible said it is a gift of God, not of work, lest any man should boast. We can't boast about our salvation. We can't brag about it, because it comes through faith in Jesus Christ. If we believe that it's by our faith through the grace of God that we are saved, where is our faith to believe for everything else? That is a question God is asking tonight. This is a time to exercise our faith like never before, people of God. Do we really believe in God said it's already done? There are times you may pray, and I want you to hear this tonight as I close. There are times we may pray for someone to be healed, but they might just end up dying no matter how hard we pray or cry out to God. These are the days when God is calling a lot of people home. And so if you pray for a person and perhaps God took that person, maybe God is ready for that person. Sometimes people are ready to go. Sometimes God is calling the people home and they're trying to keep them here because we are selfish and we don't want to lose them. And God is saying, I'm ready for this person to come into my kingdom. And so their healing just might be God taking them out of their soul. They'd be suffering and in pain and we're trying to keep them here. We just need to let it go because God is saying tonight that's his way of healing them. And we have to learn to let them go, especially if they have repented and they have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Some people, God would save them and take them out right away before they go back into the world. God is expecting us to come up higher in our faith. Even if you feel like he is not moving as fast as you think he should, sometimes he delays something to build our faith and trust in him. Hallelujah. Sometimes he would allow you to go through some sickness because you have a healing ministry. Look at what Job been through. He didn't just get healed overnight. It was a process for Job to be delivered. And what happened? God gave him double for all he went through. Do we fully trust God is the question. Do we take him at his word is another question. Again, I must say, the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to believe or to please God. And I am done tonight. And people of God, as you've heard the word of the Lord, hallelujah, some of you are stuck on medication. Some of you are up and down to doctors. But God has sent his word tonight to encourage you and to boost your faith and to let you know that he is still healing, to let you know you don't have to be stuck on medication, to let you know, and you know, some of us do it for the money. Some people know that they're going to get compensation. Hallelujah. So some people are stuck on it. I don't know who it is tonight, but God is saying that his word has come. I am the Lord, thy God, thy healer. And if you would grab a hold of this word tonight, if you would grab a hold of faith tonight, I can guarantee you, hallelujah, Jesus, the presence of the Lord is here to deliver, heal, and set you free. It is it's going to take your faith. The woman with the issue of blood needed faith. Hallelujah. The 10 lepers, it was their faith. The blind beggar, it was their faith. And they got an immediate response. There is your faith tonight. Do you believe God has already done it tonight? Bless his name. And so, God, I give you thanks for your word tonight. I bless you, God, for speaking and moving by your spirit over this platform. Father, that your word has not fallen on deaf ear. But let your word touch somebody's body tonight. Touch somebody's mind tonight. Touch somebody's battling with a disease tonight. Somebody's battling with a sickness tonight. Somebody's battling, God, with insecurity. Whatever they're battling with tonight, you send your word to bring healing and deliverance tonight. Release your word over this platform, God. Release your word in the atmosphere, God. In the name of Jesus, I declare tonight that somebody will get their healing. I declare tonight, God, that there's enough power in this word. There's enough power in your name. There's no power over this platform to deliver from any sickness and any disease. I don't care what it is tonight, God. You didn't send your word in vain, but I declare tonight that the virtue of God is released on this platform and every home representative, those who are listening by Facebook, wherever they're listening from, if you tap into this word tonight, if you tap into God's anointing, I can guarantee you that something will hit your body. I can guarantee you that the presence of the Lord will take you off the medication, that the presence of the Lord will take you out of doctor's report. Whose report do you believe tonight? Father, we believe the report of the Lord. And now, God, I thank you for covering this people with the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, and I seal it, this word against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the living God tonight. Is there someone that wants prayer tonight. If you want me to stand in agreement with you tonight, if you're battling with anything tonight, you can press star 6 and you can come over. I believe that the healing power of God is here tonight to deliver, save, and set free. But if you grab a hold of this word, I can guarantee you that as this word has gone forth, virtue has left the throne room of God tonight and has hit your life. I know that for a fact, that healing had taken place on this line tonight in Jesus' name. But if you still desire prayer, you can press star 6 and you can come over and we will pray and touch an agreement with you in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Well, if there is no one that desires prayer tonight, we turn it back in the hands of Evangelist Bradley.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord on tonight. What a word. What a word on tonight, people of God. I tell you, as the word was going forth, people of God, you know, sometimes you have to have a fact check. You have to have a fact check. Check the facts. And as she was going forth, people of God, in my mind, in my spirit, as the woman of God began to show us that these people that cried out unto the Lord, they cried out for mercy. But God gave them what they need. He gave them what they had need of. And as she was, woman of God, as you was going forth, I began to look at my faith. I began to try to, you understand what I'm saying? Because when we pray for certain things, as you said, some things are according to the will of God. But there's some time we have to check our faith. And we really have to check our faith. And that's what I found myself doing, even as the word of God was going forth. Amen. Such a powerful word, and the Lord was speaking tonight. It, truly, the Lord was speaking to us on tonight. How can we not but check our faith? Amen. But I give God thanks, and I give God praise on tonight. Amen. I bless you for this word on tonight, people of God. We have got to check our faith. Amen. Glory to God, because God has already established his word. He's already, as the word of God declares, given all that pain unto life and godliness. And I thank God on tonight for this word. Amen. And even as you say, woman of God, healing is here. Healing is on the line. Deliverance is on the line tonight. The Lord is here to answer your prayers. But you know, woman of God, as you was going forth, the one thing that I also took note of is that these people, the people that you gave examples in the Word, they had the courage to come to Jesus.
Yeah,
they had the courage to open their mouths.
Yes.
They had the courage and for a lot of people, that right there, that line right there is the line that keep a lot of people bound because of pride, you understand, people, you know, afraid of what somebody else is going to think. But like blind Bartimaeus, he cried out the more. They told him not to cry, but he cried out the more. Glory to God. And I tell you on tonight, my soul has been blessed. But it's just that little, I was looking at that little thing right there. And so many times the situations and circumstances we're dealing with, the ones that we're dealing with, instead of going to the presence of God, the enemy keeps us from the presence of God. Just like even tonight, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Lord sends such a word on not just here listening to a priest's word, but understand that this word is living.
Yes.
It's living. And if God sends this word on tonight, that means he's ready to perform. All of this that he said on tonight, he is ready to perform. So whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, right now, if you can cross that threshold, if you can cross that threshold of fear, if you can cross that threshold of I've been carrying this situation for 12 long years, if you can cross that situation where you've been bowed down and you've been carrying this situation on, it has you bent over all of this time, if you could just press.
Yes.
And I look at how the woman of God pressed.
Yes.
She pressed beyond. She pressed beyond. She didn't care.
Yes.
She did not care. She was at the point. And that is the thing. And once we get to the word, in the word on tonight, everybody had gotten sick and tired of being sick and tired.
All right.
They had gotten sick and tired of being sick and tired. Blind by the bears, he was sitting there. He was sick and tired of being blind. And he pressed and he cried out. The woman with the issue of blood, she had spent all of her money. She was at the point that there was nothing else that she had. And we don't have to get, and listen, the word of God comes as an example. God has given us all of these examples. And woman of God, even as the word was coming forward, I begin to look at, we do not have to wait until our situation gets us all to the point where we just are all out of sort, where we have no more resources. We better follow our pride. We better swallow that pride. We better cross over. We better touch God. We don't have, he's already given us all of these examples. So we don't have to wait until our situations get our backs against the wall. We don't have to wait until our situations break us down. We don't have to wait. We follow these examples. The Spirit of Lord, come. Come to the Spirit of the Lord. Whatever we need, come. Cross over. Come, people of God. Hey, glory to God. I'm feeling this tonight. Glory to God. Whatever we need, hallelujah. And in this situation, in this right here, right now, all we got to do is press *6 and cross over. Whatever the situation is, press *6 and come over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And by faith, glory to God. Hiya, Sebo. Glamabashaya. Press *6 and come over. Glory to God, for God is ready to perform. Glory be to God. And I tell you what, tonight, woman of God, listen. I cry out unto the Lord to have mercy. Have mercy upon my son. He's been looking for a job. Glory to God. He's been looking. Glory to God. He's been seeking. It seems like nothing is breaking. But I cross over tonight. Hey, glory to God. I cross over tonight. And I say, God, have mercy. And I said, Lord Jesus, woman of God, touch and agree with me for my son, Stephon, because I know God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask for things. And it is according to the power. The power is the faith that God has delivered unto me. And I come over tonight, and I want you to touch and agree with me on behalf of my son, Stephon, that God would open the door, that he would have mercy. Glory be to God. And not just the door, amen, to swing back and forth, but the door for perpetual blessings. The door on tonight that will cause him to walk in prosperity. The door on tonight that will make his way successful. That's my prayer. That's my petition tonight. Woman of God, touch and agree with me on tonight. I come. Hey, glory to God for tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Listen to this, woman of God. I am going to read this tonight. And the Bible said, and just said, the Lord who was anointed to Cyrus, whose right hand I have upheld him to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two leaves gates, and the leaves gates are doors that swing back and forth. And the Bible said, the gates shall not be shut anymore. He said, I will break before thee the gates of crooked things of faith, and I will break in pieces the gates of bars, and the bars of iron, and the God I will give thee the gates of darkness, and hidden riches and secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, have called thee by thee. I am the God of Israel, and I come in agreement with you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Try to get rid of it and it hadn't left. And then I have this hurting I've been having in my upper left arm. And I'm going to ask prayer for that.
In Jesus' name. Father, right now, God, your word has gone over this platform. And you're not a man that you should lie. Neither are you the son of man that you need to repent. Really lift up Sister Mary unto you tonight. Father, you lift your servant up to you tonight. We are clear, oh God, that the word is released, God, over her life right now. In the name of Jesus, that you will touch Sister Mary right now, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Father, the will of the enemy, bind the will of Satan. We command you to loose her now. We command you to loose her chest right now. We pray for her lungs right now. We pray for her organs right now. We cancel the will of the devil. We cancel the plan of Satan.
Right now.
We command that cough to dry up at the name of Jesus.
In the
name of Jesus. We can't no more stand that of a higher. We take authority over the atmosphere right now.
Yes.
The pain that is working your body, we command it to drive. God, you gave us power. And we authority over all the powers of the enemy. Oh, God, your word has gone forward. You are
that is sent at your chest, that is sent at Bakashanda, in your lungs. We command it right now to dry up. Oh, God, send your fire to burn it out now. Burn it out now. Deliver right now. Deliver, God. He almost sent it over higher. Oh, God, the woman with the issue of blood, you say immediately, God, because she touched your presence, because she touched you, God, she received a miracle. We declare a miracle in your body right now, in the Mashanda Mahosa, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you now. Oh, glory to God, as we come into agreement in the name of Jesus. Well, now, God, I praise you for victory. I thank you, God, for touching her body right now, God, from the crown of her head. Hallelujah. Healing is the children's bread. Oh, you are the great physician. In the mighty Shikor enemy, enough is enough. We come and send. We declare your word that said you can do exceeding and abundantly above all if we ask or think according to the power. My God, the power of God is here. Touch the Mary now. Touch the lungs right now. Touch the respiratory system. I command your respiratory system to line up now in the name of Jesus. Die at the root. We root you out. We root you out. We root you out of our body. We root you back under by the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. Sister Mary, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. I'm going to share this with you. Glory to be in the big crescendo of the higher. Glory to God on tonight. I'm telling you, I had a cyst on my ovaries that was turning cancerous, turning into cancer. And I was about to take, and I think I shared this before, but I want to share this to boost your faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I was about to take a surgery. I didn't have the money to get it. I had to borrow $1,500 to go take this surgery. And the night before I was going to, the next morning I was going to take the surgery. But I heard the voice of God say to me, find yourself to the house of God. Find your prayer meeting, because we are having prayer meeting that night. Bless his name. And I heard, God said, go to prayer meeting that night. I went to prayer meeting that night at the church, bless his name, at the sanctuary. And let me tell you something. I began to, God spoke to me. He said, turn your face as Hezekiah to the wall. And he said, began to remind me of my word. And I turned my face as Hezekiah to the wall. And I began to remind God of his promises for healing. Bless his name. And I began to praise God. And as I was in the corner talking to the Lord, the apostle in the house, bless his name, he picked it up. He said, God said there is somebody in here about to take a surgery. But God said if you believe him tonight, God said you will have a miracle. You will have what you're praying for. And when he said that, I jumped up and I began to shout, just like blind Bartimaeus, just like the 10 lepers. I began to shout and I began to praise God from the top of my voice. I began to run around that building. Oh, glory be to God tonight. And I began to give God the praise. And that was like 20-something years ago. I never went back to the doctor. I never went back for an examination. And today I have no symptoms. I have no pain because God gave me a supernatural. You see, I began to see when you want God to do it, like the blind Bartimaeus, he began to shout and he began to praise God. Like the 10 lepers, they began to open their mouth. Hallelujah. Even before they got their healing, the Bible said they were already shouting and praising God. And so sometimes God has to see where our attitude is when he heals. We've got to show God that, hey, I believe you, and you show him by giving him a praise, by giving him the glory, by giving him his honor in advance. Oh, glory to God. And so if you believe tonight, as the prayer going forward, hallelujah, you have to praise God like he did it. I don't care if you start to cough, but if you praise God tonight, I believe beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Holy Ghost is on this platform to do a divine intervention, to do a healing on this night in the name of Abashanda, and you will have whatever you ask for. Even now, said the Lord.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you.
I've been going through a lot, fighting the devil, and I just need some strength.
The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, be declared tonight. Satan, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. We come as an army tonight. Hallelujah. The battle belongs to you, but God, we come in agreement with your word. We command your word to be released now over this woman of God's life right now that says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. I declare freedom over your mind. You see the enemy playing with your mind. He knows that the mind is a battlefield. Oh, but I declare tonight that the mind of Jesus Christ is upon you. We declare tonight in the name of Jesus, Satan, you will lose your hold. No weapon that is formed against this woman of God, we command you to move now in Jesus' name. We command stress to go now. Every hour of affliction that is coming up against your mind, every hour of stress and infirmity of stress, every demonic force, the Bible says, whom the Son set free is free indeed, God. When you show up, oh God, you show up to do a work. Woman of God, God said, just begin to give him praise. Just open your mouth like blind Bartimaeus and begin to shout, for you have the victory already. God, I have already heard you. Hallelujah. He said, believe me tonight. Glory to God. Even as you come forth, God said, the answer is in your mouth. He said, you have to speak to your condition. You have to speak to your mind and let your mind know tonight that you refuse to accept any negative report. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, whose report do you believe? Hallelujah. He said, he gave us peace. I declare peace over your mind, peace in your home, peace, oh God, in your body. Peace, hallelujah, God. He said he will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. And God is saying, I keep your mind on me. Keep your mind on my word. Hallelujah. The enemy comes in like a flood, but God tonight lift up a standard. Oh, by
down
every stronghold. We cancel every plan to the Bakai. We lose this woman of God tonight. We lose the spirit of death. We lose the demon of death. I don't know about you, but I feel God. We leave it now.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else tonight? We don't want to leave anyone out tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Conquering your fear, come on over tonight. Press star 6. Glory to God. Believe God. Amen. We're here tonight to touch and agree with you. Just press star 6. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Praise the Lord. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Glory be to God. Again, we don't want to leave anyone else out tonight. Amen, Jesus, for the Lord is truly here. Amen. And we got things and we give God praise. Anyone else? Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Amen. Glory to God. Perhaps there's no one else on tonight.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. We give God thanks and we give God praise tonight, woman of God, for this word. We give God thanks and praise for this word on tonight. We thank God for what he's done. Glory to God. We thank God tonight for the quickening of the faith. Amen. And it was expressed so beautifully. It was expressed so beautifully on the night. People of God, how can we miss it? Amen. Glory to God. But I give God thanks and I give God praise on tonight for what he's done. Amen. In my life and my request on tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, I have been quickening my faith on tonight. Amen. I have been quickened. Amen. And I just give God thanks and praise on tonight, people of God. And we pray that you have too. We just want to remind you that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Yes, you can. People of God, you need to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the way the Lord, amen, served us on tonight, people of God, these words tonight, this word tonight, glory to God, you can play it over and over and over and let it just marinate and turn in your spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. And be quickened. Amen. I thank God on tonight for all I've gotten out of the word. It's God's word is so awesome. We can hear it. We can listen to it so many times. But then there are times when God will just take his word and shine his light upon it and illuminate it and stir you afresh. And I thank God on tonight for this, what the word has done for me. Now, I don't know what it's done for you. Glory to God. But that's what the word has done for me. And as a woman of God said, we are in perilous times, people of God. Amen. Don't forget. Amen. I'm going to call it a news flash. Amen. The woman of God always comes to give us a flash of news. Amen. Concerning the gospel, concerning where we are in the body of Christ, on the front of news to let us know what's going on. But I give God thanks, I give God praise on tonight, amen, Jesus, for the news flash, people of God. We're coming into perilous times, amen. They're getting ready to take Bibles. They're getting ready to do a whole lot of things. But, people of God, we got to get this word and hide it in our hearts. We have to get this word, people of God, know this word so that we can stand, amen, so that we can stand on the word and we can hear the word, amen, and be quickened in our faith. Amen, Jesus, that we may get the things that we need here in the earth. There's no need for these things, amen, when we get to heaven, glory to God. But God has already made provision right here in the earth. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. You can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Simply text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, you can text 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Those that are listening by blog radio, you can text us. Amen. You can text us via WhatsApp. Text us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234, and we'll send you a copy. We'll send you a copy via WhatsApp. And listen, people of God, we want you, once you get it, people of God, you've already heard it, listen to it again and again. But most of all, we want you to share it. Amen. For what this word has done for you, we want you to share it, that it can do for someone else. Amen. Because we're all trying to make it. Amen. We're all trying to come, amen, into the unity and into the full stature of the Godhead bodily. And the Lord does it by, so we want you to share it. People of God, get a copy, share a copy. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Be sure to share this word on tonight. This word is a faith-building word. Amen. Glory to God. So we just thank God for all it has done for us. Prophetess, God bless you on tonight. God bless you many times over. Amen, Jesus. And we just want to pray a special prayer for you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, that the Lord will cover you tonight. Now, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for your word on tonight. Father, we're thanking you, oh God, for your servant. We're thanking you for all that you've done in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you will cover her. We're asking tonight that you will shield your servant in the name of Jesus. Father, shield her tonight. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we forbid on tonight any backlash. We forbid on tonight. We bring down any force on tonight. Oh, God, any stronghold on tonight. We bring it down in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you for your divine covering. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God, for all things are working together for her good. We bless you on tonight. We're thanking you, oh, glory to God. Father, we're asking that you would bless her hands, whatever she set her hands to do. In the name of Jesus, Father, we touch and agree, Father, that you will prosper it now. In the name of Jesus, Father, whatsoever, oh, God, is within her heart on tonight, her very heart's desire, Father, we're asking that you move in the name of Jesus. Move, glory to God, in ways unknown, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We're thanking you for causing your face to shine upon her. We're thanking you, oh God, for blessing our ministry, for moving within our ministry, oh God. We give you thanks. We give you praise in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what you're doing for her in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for making every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for opening doors, doors of utterance, oh God, for her to take this gospel in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, tonight we pray, let her not miss one divine appointment, oh God, but cause her always to be in the right place at the right time. By the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight. Thank you for blessing our family. Thank you for blessing our finances. Thank you for blessing, oh God, the very word within our belly. We thank you tonight for your precious anointing that you placed upon her, the yoke-breaking anointing in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you. We honor you now, oh God, for this your servant. Father, we're asking you, oh God, to cause your face to shine upon her. Give her peace, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Peace, oh God, in the midst of any confusion. Give her peace, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and we thank you now for being with her always. Father, for you said that you never leave nor forsake her, and we thank you for it now, God. We decree it as sons of God. Oh God, your blood covering, we cancel every plan and every plot of the enemy. We plead the blood. We plead the blood, oh God, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, and I continue to have your way in our life. Father, bless your servant. Bless her home. Bless, oh God, everything concerning her. Bless and cover and shield, we pray, in the name of Jesus. We now, oh God, we forbid backlash of the enemy. Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood of Jesus is against you now. We forbid retaliation. We forbid reformation this night in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you've done. For all that you've done is good. And for this, we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We do thank God again for you. Thank you for availing yourself. Glory to God. People of God, we just want to let you know, come back on tomorrow night. Amen. The woman of God is with us every Sunday and every Monday night. Amen. So we want you to come back and be with us. Glory be to God. Come back and be with us. Don't just come and be with us, people of God, but we want you to come and bring somebody. Amen. Bring somebody. Tell them to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So tonight, woman of God, we release the line back unto you. Amen, Jesus, for final remarks and for the dismissal and the blessing of the line on tonight. People of God, God bless you tonight. Amen. In Jesus' name, you have the platform, prophetess.
Amen. Blessings to you, Evangelist Bradley. God bless you. May God keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace always. We thank God again once again for you and this vision of this CNN that is in one way and end up in so many different ways to so many places and blessing so much people. So I am so grateful to be a part of what the Lord is doing here on the PNN, your advisors, your prayer warriors, and all of you tonight from wherever you're listening in from, every nation, wherever, Facebook, on the radio, wherever it is, God bless you tonight. And I truly hope tonight that something that was said had ministered to your spirit that made a difference, that God had really spoken to you tonight. And so until we meet again, hallelujah, go in peace. May the Lord cover you with his blood. Let no weapon formed against any one of us, our children, our vehicle, our workplaces, our businesses, whatever we do, we declare tonight that we are covered with the blood of Jesus and we will have a prosperous night. Some of you may already be in day or in afternoon, but blessings to you. Until we meet again, God go with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord God, that does conclude tonight's broadcast. We want you to come back again. Don't forget, come back, be with us on tomorrow night. Don't forget to bring someone with you. In Jesus' name, we love you. Glory to God, in the love of Jesus. God bless you.